I'm Tracy Williamson. I work as a research fellow at the University of Salford around public engagement in research. One of the issues of interest to me is around what happens to members of the public after involvement in research. We've spent a lot in the past in helping develop NHS staff to develop research capability and capacity, but we tend not to think as much around the public and what do they go on to be involved in after research studies have ended. Often the researchers go off to find their next pot of funding or to disseminate from a study, and some of them may keep members of the public on their books, so to speak, and invite them into future things they're involved with or their immediate colleagues. But members of the public often say to me they can't find opportunities for involvement, and while things are getting better, there are various networks and forums emerging nationally. It's still early days, and consequently I think we've got a lack of understanding as to what do the public then go on to do after involvement. So we know on the face of it they develop often things like skills and understanding about the NHS and confidence and skills of public speaking and so on. But what difference does that make back in their communities, back in society? Do they go on to be able to put research bids in or community fund bids in, for example, for local projects? Do they go on to chair their local 50s group, for example? Or do they apply those skills and learning in other settings that aren't research related, but we don't really know what happens? And so I think that's an area in need of inquiry, if at all possible.